Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 243 for March 28th, 2010. The song you're listening to is called Hi. The artist is Elizabeth Shepherd. And you can find this music in my podcast, and it's provided by the IOTA Alliance, and you can find links to the music in the podcast. Well, welcome everybody to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and coming to you from beautiful West Michigan, not too far from the shores of Lake Michigan here, and spring is finally, I think, arrived. At least it's pretending to be here. And we have some pretty nice weather today. I'm looking outside on a sunshine-filled lawn, so that's kind of nice. We don't haven't seen that for a while. Well, coming up in the show, we're going to talk about a topic. We're going to talk about a piece of software that we've talked about before, and it's good to keep bringing this piece of software up because it's such a useful tool for your personal life, and it's very useful for your business as well. And I know you can find 100 uses for it, and the one nice thing about it, too, is that it's free. Most of the functions, 90% of the functions in the software is free, and if you decide to use the additional 10% of the functions, then you pay a very small price. It's not much at all. But anyhow, the software we're going to be talking about is called Evernote. And we did have the CEO of Evernote on the show here three months ago. But Laureen and I have some more to talk about this software. And that's what we're going to do here in the upcoming co-hosted segment. So I hope you stick with us and join us for that discussion. Well, once again, I want to thank you for listening and thank you for being a subscriber if you're subscribing to the podcast. You can go to iTunes and do a search for Travel Agent within iTunes and you'll find the podcast and you can subscribe to the show via iTunes or you can go to the website at hometravelagent.net and listen to the show directly on the website. Also at the website, you'll find a box on the right-hand side of the page where you can enter your email address and get the show notes delivered automatically in your email box. And if you would, drop me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. I love to hear from you, so drop me an email. And if you have questions or comments about the show, please feel free to make a comment and let me know. And you can also make comments on the website. Right at the end of the post, you can put your comments there as well. And I do look at those. So with that, what I want to do is get into the co-hosted segment, and we will do that right now. Hello, everybody. This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and this is the co-hosted segment of the show, and we have Laureen Romero here with us today, and we're going to talk about an interesting software product that will make your life much easier. In fact, we've talked about this product before. This is kind of an update, and I'll turn it over to Laureen.
Well, hi there. Happy spring.
Yeah.
Getting to be longer days and nicer weather, and today here it's a little before noon. It's 58 degrees, sunny, warm this morning. I let the cat out. He was really happy to go out because it wasn't cold. So our weather is definitely changing. How is it out your way?
Well, we're coming into spring. The snow is melting away. There's rain in the forecast this coming week, and we're in the 40s right now, and it's sunny. We've had one of the most sunny winters that I can ever remember here. So, but cold, but sunny. That's good, and we're getting out of it. We're on the downside. I love it.
There you go. There you go. It's going to be spring and warm and sunny, and I already have a friend who has planted tomato seeds, and she said, when you get back from Amsterdam, let me know, and I'll give you tomato plants to put in the ground. I'm like, oh, okay. So it's coming. I'm looking forward to it. As I'm sure you are, to be glad that the snow is all gone and nowhere in the future for you.
Well, I wouldn't count it out yet. I've seen it snow here the first Saturday in May, so.
Wow. Well, the topic that we wanted to talk about in this show, and as Barry mentioned, we have discussed it before, but it's a really good program, and to give it credit, we wanted to be able to discuss it again. It's a program called Evernote. And this particular product comes in two versions, and there's a free version and a premium version. The free version is self-described. There's no cost to it. Has very little limitations on it. The paid version, also known as the premium version, is either $5 a month, or, which would be $60 a year, or you could pay for the one-year plan, which would be $45. Even I can afford $45, but actually Gail's buying it for a birthday present for me. Makes it even better. This particular program will run on all of the browsers. It will run on Internet Explorer, which personally I don't know anybody who uses it anymore, but I hear that people still use it. Runs on Safari. It will run on Firefox, and it also will run on the new Chrome program, which is those three particular browsers are all working on Mac and PC. Now, Evernote, you can either open up in your browser, set up an account. You can also open it up as a desktop program so that it works directly on your Mac or your PC. The other option is it also has an iPhone app, an Android app, and a BlackBerry app. It may also come in other programs, but you would have to check their website at Evernote.com to see which other handheld products it is available on. What makes this product really unique is the fact that they all coordinate together so that if, for example, you open up a new note, this is a program where you carry your information with you no matter where you go. So you would log in, get a free account, you would open up a new note, and you can either do one of many things. You can type in text, such as just kind of a list. The other day, I made a Costco list. I'm terrible at remembering what it is I need. I write it down on my refrigerator on the notepad on there, and then I tend to leave the house without the piece of paper. You know how that is. So if I type it into Evernote, I have it there. If I type it on my computer, it will be in my iPhone app. It will also be on a browser, so it is always going to be there for me. You can take photos of things. An example that a lot of people use is they really went to a restaurant, had a really good bottle of wine, and they took a picture of the photo of the label and were able to sync that up into their account. Business cards, people take pictures of business cards at the Travel Luxury Expo or the Cruise 360. You can have someone's business card with them, have them hold it in front of them. Take a picture of them holding the business card, so now you have the person who is with the business card on record, and it will sync right into your phone. One of the things that you can do with this is you can take your notes, and you can do one of a couple things. You can tag them, or you can create notebooks, and I have been creating notebooks this weekend and just started moving things over. What I do with notebooks is, lately, I have taken my clients' final information for, say, a Princess Cruise or their Hawaii vacation, and I upload it into Evernote, and I put it into my client notebook. So that way, if they contact me and say, now, I know you emailed this to me somewhere, but I can't find it. Can you send it again? I can either go through all my email messages while I'm online, or I can be at home and looking in my documents folder into a folder that says client information and look in their file and see where I put their documents, or I can just go into Evernote, click on my clients folder, and see that I have titled it by the name of the client, Smith Final Itinerary, and just email it to them right there from my Evernote account, which is wonderful. I can take pictures of things. I've been in Walmart and taken pictures of a product that I've been looking for with the price tag with it. And then I'll go over to Costco and take a picture, be able to look to see the product number, the price, and how I can compare them. You can take video notes, photo notes, everything, and it will put it right up there online. One of the reasons that I will be upgrading to the paid version is currently on the free version, you can hold anything that's PDF, any JPEG, anything like that. But if you're going to have an Excel file or a document file, that sort of thing, you do need to have the premium account. Now, on the Mac side, I don't know, Barry, if you can do this, but on a Mac side, there almost anything you have, if you have a document, you hit the print command, and then you just save as PDF. So there's not a whole bunch that we can't save as PDF and then just send to Evernote. But having a Excel file or PowerPoint or anything like that, not wanting to change it, that would be a reason to be able to upgrade to the premium account. One of the other things that's really fun about this is that you can share files, share your notebooks, again, with the premium account. Now, I have a real reason why I want to upgrade, and I'm actually going to hold off to upgrade because it's a one-year payment, to be as close to when we leave for Amsterdam as possible. I have a lot of information in a folder that says Amsterdam. I have all of our flight information, all of our lodging information, all of our AMA river cruise information. I am also going to post in there. What I'm going to do is go to a color scanner, scan our passports, and I'm going to purposely do it in color, even though it's a little more high resolution. So that way, if anything happens to our passports, I will have them in my Evernote account. And I just, boop, send it right over to my Evernote account, and I will have the documentation for that in the account. Now, the reason that I want the paid account is with the paid account, it will all be held in my iPhone all the time. I will not be required to have Wi-Fi access. Right now, all my information is accessible to me, providing I can be online. Well, as much as I'm looking forward to going to Amsterdam, I will have my phone on airplane mode because I do not want to have my data plan deciding it's going to go check my email for me and cost me a whole bunch of money. Now, while doing the premium account, that means everything's going to be available on my iPhone, including my passports in case something happens and I have to go, this is who I am, and all my hotel and cruise information. Things happen. I would much rather have it all available to me for a resource. That means I can also go, if I'm in a hotel or the cruise line and they need some information, I can go right into my account to get it. Those are some of the things that I do with it. Barry, you've been able to tinker a little bit with Evernote, if I recall. Have you found any little tips or tricks?
No, I use it quite a bit at work during my day job, and I upload Excel spreadsheets and Microsoft Word documents. One of the interesting things about Evernote is that it has some pretty good handwriting recognition built into it, so you can actually scan and put a handwritten note into Evernote, and then when you do a search for information, it'll also search that handwritten portion as well. And I think the same thing for business cards. If you upload a business card into Evernote, it will do the recognition on the characters in the photo of your business card, and those will come up in searches as well. So it has a powerful handwriting text recognition program built into it that will allow you to search for all of your information, regardless of what kind of format it's in. So that's a nice feature.
Which is a great feature. One of the other things is that they have web clippings, and all of the browsers now have a plugin that you can click on. Firefox does. You just look under extensions. I know Chrome has it, where it will put it in the menu bar, and you can just click on it. It has the little symbol of the elephant. If we remember, we had the president and CEO on our show sometime last year because, again, I think it's just such a wonderful product. He was on our show, and he talked about that. Evernote, their symbol is the elephant. And they also provide you with a unique email address. So it's mine's not Lorene@Evernote.com. That would be way too easy. It's Lorene something something numbers and letters at Evernote.com. But that way they're really trying to prevent people from phishing your account and getting your information. But what's really nice is if you have that email in your address book for yourself, you can easily forward information, forward documents, forward email, and other sort of things right to that email address, and it will go directly into your Evernote account. Web clippings, again, if you're in a browser, you're on a website, you just click the Evernote web clippings information, and it will say, do you want this in which notebook? It'll just, boop, right there, sync it right in. It's online all the time, which is great if you are online all the time. If you are not, then you're dependent on things syncing in. Fortunately, I'm online almost all the time, but again, the paid account will allow things, once it's synced in, to be on your phone at all times. It's a great resource for people. I've been tinkering around with it more this weekend. For more information, go to Evernote.com. Take a look around the website. They have some great YouTube videos that show some different cool things that they do. They have a great podcast. They've really come a long way in the last 2 years. They were kind of funky at the beginning, but they've really grown up to having just, it's right on course, right on mark. They're connected with Facebook and Twitter. You can Twitter them questions. They give great tips, that sort of thing. It's really a good product, and I would really highly recommend that everybody go to Evernote.com.
Very good, and that's a great product, and I highly recommend it. And if you need some help with your memory, you can't beat Evernote, that's for sure.
Barry, what is your email address for people to email you if they have some questions?
Let me see if I can look it up in Evernote. No, not really. It's Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Maureen?
Mine is sharptongued at mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued at mac.com. Thank you again, Barry, and we will see you next week.
Yeah, great. See you next week.
Okay, thank you, Lorraine. And I do have three news items here coming up for the latter part of the show. And the first news item, and actually the second news item, comes from Travel Agent Central. And this first news item is written by George Dooley at Travel Agent Central, and it's entitled Independent Agents Must Brand Themselves. And the article goes on to talk about a person that we've had on this show three or four times, and that is Scott Kepf. And he's the president of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, NACTA. And he believes, according to the article, believes that travel agents must brand themselves. And what they've done at NACTA is they've created a tool to help you develop your brand. And what Scott says in the article is that their goal at NACTA is to give home-based independent agents an easy-to-use online tool to help them build a relationship with their clients. You know, your clients are going to ask you, well, why should I do business with you? And you have to give them a reason to build, or for a reason for them to do business with you, and you have to build a relationship with those clients. And that's what this tool provided by NACTA is going to do. It's going to help you do that. And you can check it out more in the show notes. There's a link to this article in the show notes, and you can go to, through this article, you can go to NACTA and take a look at this tool. And the second article, as I mentioned, comes from Travel Agent Central. There's a link to it in the show notes as well. And it, too, is also by George Dooley. And it talks about ASTA promoting using a travel agent. And ASTA is the American Society of Travel Agents. And they talked to Chris Russo, who is the president of ASTA, and they are developing a program to promote travel agents. In this program, they give reasons to use a professional travel agent. And I'll just go through the headings. You can go to the article itself to get more detail. But the reason to use a professional travel agent is because of, number one, customer advocacy and expert guidance, personalized service, professional advice, time, which means that you help a person save time by doing the work rather than going through all the web pages to find what they're looking for. And a travel agent provides unbiased information. A travel agent works for their clients, not for a travel supplier. And those are some of the reasons developed in this article about why people should use a travel agent. I think you'll find it interesting. Go to the show notes, click on the link to the article, and check it out yourself. And the final article is about Cuba. And Cuba is readying itself for U.S. tourists. And the article goes on to talk about the luxury hotels and whether or not Cuba will have enough rooms, hotel rooms, for the influx of tourists. And what's going to happen, according to Senator Byron Dorgan, and he is one of the 38 co-sponsors of a bill to lift the travel ban to Cuba, and Senator Dorgan says that he has 60 votes lined up to win passage of this measure this summer. And also in the House, there's 178 co-sponsors of a similar piece of legislation, and they need 218 votes to pass this legislation in the House of Representatives. So it does sound like that this summer, after this legislation is passed and signed by the president, the travel ban to Cuba is going to be lifted. Now, in response to this, Cuba is working to expand its room capacity, its hotel room capacity, and what they're doing is there's groundbreaking scheduled for at least 9 hotels in 2010, and in addition, 200,000 rooms may be added in the medium to long-term future. Now, Cuba's also seeking investment partners for 10 golf courses and luxury hotels. So it sounds like Cuba's gearing up to have the capacity to accept all these guests from the United States, and that may happen as soon as this summer. So it may be worthwhile to do a little study, do a little research on what's available for your clients if they're interested in traveling to Cuba. And this could be a specialty. You could take this on as a specialty and get ready for it as it comes our way here. Okay, that's the final article I have here for today's show, and we will come back next week and be talking to you then. And until then, have safe travel, stay healthy, and we'll catch you next week. Bye-bye now.